Why is it I don't feel total satisfaction? The scriptures try to give us an answer. The Vedic way of life, they say, it is wrong identification. You think you are someone that you are not. You think you lack something because you feel separate from the rest of the universe, when you're actually not. But that feeling of separation creates desires in you. You see differences, and so you like one thing and dislike another. And that creates the wheel of samsara. It only has two spokes. Raghadeshwar. Like and dislike. And as long as we keep liking one thing and disliking another, in a world that is actually one, then we can never be happy, because we're seeing differences instead of oneness. When we see oneness alone, there is perfect peace. We can even experiment with this for ourselves. Even in a place like the Samadhi Hall, or especially in a place like the Samadhi Hall, where there's a great sense of peace, we can imagine that we don't have a desire in the world. We have no likes or dislikes. We just are. As we maintain that mood of being without desire, being without likes or dislikes, our sense of separation disappears. We're still there. The world is still there. But it is a friendly world. And nothing seems to be missing. All our spiritual practices are designed to wean our minds away from likes and dislikes, from desires, so that in the depths of our being, we feel a oneness with everything here. That brings about a peace that passes understanding. It is the great good. Nothing is like it. Therefore, we must be wise enough to gradually leave behind likes, dislikes, desires, and abide in our true nature, which sees oneness everywhere.